I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, November 16th. What to know about the chance Russia's war is expanding beyond Ukraine's borders and why the U.S. might have to get more involved. Also, our 45th president is trying to be our 47th president. The Trump 2024 campaign is now in full swing. Plus, what happened with a historic moon mission overnight? What new feature Apple just launched to help you in an emergency? And how Beyonce is making history at the Grammys again. Those stories and more news in today's episode. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, Russia's war against Ukraine may have crossed into NATO territory for the first time, and NATO is holding an emergency meeting this morning about the situation. Poland says a Russian-made missile fell in its country and killed two people near the Ukraine border. Both Russia and Ukraine say they were not involved in the explosion, but Poland is investigating and getting its military prepared. And if it turns out Russia did fire that missile and did it on purpose, there could be huge consequences. Remember, the big difference between Poland and Ukraine is Poland is a member of NATO, and the NATO charter says an attack on one is an attack on all, so the whole alliance would have to come to Poland's defense. Already, the American Defense Secretary spoke to his Polish counterpart, saying the U.S. is ready to help Poland investigate. Of course, whether Russia was behind the Polish strike or not, the war in Ukraine is still far from over. This week, Russia fired on Ukraine's energy facilities, causing widespread blackouts. It is now official. Former President Trump is on a mission to become future President Trump. Yep, he announced he's running again, and he's already filed the paperwork with the Federal Election Commission. The last time any former president attempted this kind of rebound when the two terms were split was in the 1880s when Grover Cleveland was reelected. But Trump's run is more controversial since he already made history as the first president to be impeached twice, and he's still facing several legal battles. But the former president is determined. As Trump put it in his speech last night, quote, America's comeback starts right now. He spoke about what he considers successes of his presidency, like the economy and border security. And he said the country is failing under President Biden with, quote, blood-soaked streets and massive corruption in Washington. This could mean a repeat of the 2020 election, Trump versus Biden, since President Biden has said he plans to run too, although the current president has not made an official decision just yet. Trump is actually the first person in the race, although political analysts expect him to have some Republican rivals as well. To be continued. Well, this morning, Republicans are still on the verge of controlling the U.S. House. 11 races are still uncalled. And if just one of those goes to the GOP, Republicans will get more power in Washington for at least the next couple of years. Lawmakers are already bracing for it. Most House Republicans voted for their current minority leader, Kevin McCarthy, to become Speaker of the House, if they do get the majority. The full House would still have to vote when the next session starts in January. Over in the Senate, things are a little more tense for the GOP since they ended up losing the majority to Democrats once again. So Senator Rick Scott announced he plans to take on Senator Mitch McConnell for his minority leader spot. But McConnell says he's not worried and welcomes the challenge. The White House is bracing for another big surge at the U.S.-Mexico border. This week, a federal judge struck down Title 42, saying it goes against U.S. immigration laws by denying migrants a chance for asylum. This has actually gone back and forth in court for 2 years now, since Title 42 is the rule that went into effect because of the pandemic. It lets border officials turn away most undocumented adults right away without giving them a legal hearing. But this is the first ruling that found that whole policy is illegal across the board, not just for specific groups. Now there are some concerns on both sides of the aisle that this change could quickly make the southern border overwhelmed. So the Biden administration is asking the court for 5 weeks to prepare before Title 42 would be lifted altogether. Two major pediatric health organizations are calling on the federal government to declare a national emergency over the surge of respiratory illnesses among kids. Remember, a respiratory virus called RSV is impacting infants and young children especially hard this year. And then there's the seasonal flu and COVID-19 circulating as well. So some children's hospitals have said they're overwhelmed and running out of beds. Now, the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Children's Hospital Association are calling on President Biden and his administration to offer more support for the national response. A formal emergency declaration would provide additional funding and flexibilities. To be clear, most cases of RSV do not send kids to the hospital, but some do. And with so many kids getting various viruses at the same time, that's what can overwhelm the healthcare system. And, well, parents, too. A new report from the Labor Bureau found a record high number of Americans missed work last month because of childcare problems. Some economists blame all these viruses going around on top of a childcare system still dealing with staffing shortages that started during the pandemic. More news is still coming up, but first, a quick break for our sponsor. Whether it's journalists working on a big story or engineers innovating the next big tech trend, if you're looking to build a team that shapes headlines in your industry, you need a hiring partner to help you find top talent fast. You need Indeed. Don't spend hours on multiple job sites looking for candidates with the right skills when you can do it all with Indeed. Find top talent fast with Indeed's suite of powerful hiring tools like Indeed Instant Match, assessments, and virtual interviews. With Indeed Assessments alone, you can pick from over 100 skills tests and add them right there on your job post. And Indeed's U.S. data shows over 80% of Indeed employers find quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job. Indeed knows when you're growing your own business, you have to make every dollar count. That's why with Indeed, you only pay for quality applications that match your must-have job requirements. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/newsworthy to start hiring now. Just go to Indeed.com/newsworthy. Indeed.com/newsworthy. Terms and conditions apply. It seems third time's a charm. NASA launched its most powerful rocket ever into space. The Artemis 1 rocket blasted off from a launch pad in Florida early this morning. In recent months, the Artemis 1 mission had already been scrapped twice because of fuel leaks and then delayed a couple of times as well because of hurricanes. Then NASA had to plug a leak late last night. But finally, the Space Launch System rocket with the Orion capsule on its top took off. No humans are on board this one, but the capsule will spend about a month in space as it travels up to the moon, circles around it, and then comes back to Earth. If all goes well, NASA will be on track to send astronauts back to the moon by 2025 for the first time in 50 years. Apple just launched an emergency SOS service for iPhone 14 users. It allows you to connect to satellites in space to reach help. The service should come in especially handy for people who like to go camping far away or those simply driving through remote areas where cell towers are few and far between. The SOS service is free for the first 2 years if you have the newest iPhone model. But the tech company is spending $450 million to partner with various U.S. satellites companies to make this service work. Apple is stressing that the service is for serious emergencies only and should not be used unnecessarily. Here's how it works. If you find yourself in trouble, dial 911. If your call cannot go through, you'll see the emergency text via satellite feature pop up on your phone. You can also send a text message to 911 or SOS to bring up emergency services. Amazon is expanding its healthcare offerings once again, this time with a new virtual care option. The world's leading online retailer just announced what it calls Amazon Clinic. This telehealth option is meant to help people with common conditions like allergies, acne, hair loss, headaches, and more. It's not available everywhere, but it is ready to go in 32 states. The virtual healthcare system works with different clinicians and sets them up with patients based on their state and their needs. That also means the pricing in each area may be a bit different. Right now, the service does not accept health insurance, but it could still be a lower cost option for those without insurance or those with high deductibles. Users may still be able to use insurance to help pay for medications and prescriptions that they get from the licensed clinicians on the platform. The latest list of Consumer Reports' most reliable vehicles is out. And this year, the category reaching the top is hybrid vehicles and plug-ins. Consumer Reports said, when tested and reviewed, hybrids offered better gas mileage, lower maintenance costs, and were overall more dependable. All right, let's talk about the most reliable brands. First place went to Toyota, followed by the higher-priced Lexus and BMW brands. Consumer Reports based their rankings on information from owners of more than 300,000 vehicles. Singing sensation Beyoncé just received 9 Grammy nominations, tying the all-time record for nominations at the annual awards show. And get this, the person Beyoncé is currently tied with is none other than rapper Jay-Z, aka her husband. The power couple now have a total of 88 all-time nominations each. When it comes to Grammy wins, Beyoncé has already won more than any other woman, and with 28 awards, she's just 4 more away from the all-time record. Of course, there are many other artists in the running who have a lot of promise. Adele, Harry Styles, Kendrick Lamar, and Lizzo were each nominated in the top 3 categories of Record, Album, and Song of the Year. The 65th Annual Grammys is set to air February 5th, 2023 on CBS. Never underestimate the power of Taylor Swift fans. In a mad rush to buy early pre-sale tickets to Swift's upcoming concert tour, they managed to crash Ticketmaster's website. Ticketmaster called the demand for Swift's concert tickets historically unprecedented. Millions of people jumped in at once and tried to click their way through to secure their tickets to her shows. Many people got stuck and could not get through at all, even though they registered with Ticketmaster for the pre-sale last week. Despite the major issues, Ticketmaster says the Swifties still managed to purchase hundreds of thousands of tickets to her upcoming stadium shows in the pre-sale. Tickets should still be available to the general public this Friday. Then Taylor's new tour begins this coming March. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Work Wednesday, when we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, this podcast is sponsored by KiwiCo. This is the first holiday season that my son will be old enough to engage with us and really enjoy the season with us. And so when I'm thinking about what gifts to give him or the other kids in our extended family, I love knowing that KiwiCo always sparks fun and excitement for kids of all ages every time. KiwiCo delivers super cool science, technology, and art projects for kids. And it's truly unique to each kid. They have 9 different subscription lines for different ages and categories. My 1-year-old's experience so far with KiwiCo has been so positive that I bought my 5-year-old niece a 3-month subscription last holiday season, and I'm so excited to do it again because I heard all about how much she loved it. Plus, I really appreciate knowing KiwiCo uses high-quality materials. And there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel your subscription anytime. Give awesome this holiday with KiwiCo. And listen up, because you can get your first month free on any crate line at kiwico.com/newsworthy. That's your first month free at kiwico.com, kiwico.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Work Wednesday. You may go to the theater to watch big-budget Hollywood movies, but would you go to take part in a work call? AMC Theaters is partnering with Zoom to turn their fancy theaters into Zoom conference rooms. Starting next year, the companies have plans to create so-called Zoom rooms in AMC movie theaters in 17 different cities. Customers will be able to book the rooms and hold virtual events where people can connect to other theater rooms around the country. The movie conference move could be popular with companies working on a corporate event with employees around the country. Of course, there will also be popcorn, snacks, and other refreshments available for an extra fee. If this works, other theater chains could follow. All right, thank you so much for joining us as part of your daily routine and for supporting us by sharing the show. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 U.S.-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out Pear.com today to learn more. That's P-A-I-R.com.